Welcome to Grupo Chedraui's conference call in reference to the recent acquisition of Fiesta Mart stores in the United States. With us are Mr. Antonio Chedraui Eguía, CEO of Grupo Chedraui, Mr. Carlos Smith Matas, CEO of Bodega Latina, Mr. Humberto Tafolla Núñez, CFO of Grupo Chedraui, and Mr. Arturo Velázquez, Head of Investor Relations of Grupo Chedraui. Today, we will discuss the recent acquisition of Fiesta Mart stores. At the end of the presentation, we will have a Q&A session. As a reminder, all forward-looking statements on this call are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from the expectations and assumptions discussed today. This may be due to a variety of factors, including the risks outlined in Grupo Chedraui's most recent annual report. At this time, I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Antonio Chedraui Eguía. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. At Grupo Chedraui, we are committed to creating profitable growth that generates value for Grupo and shareholders. And that is why today we are very pleased to announce an agreement to acquire retailer Fiesta Mart, LLC, in the United States. We are convinced that the Fiesta Mart transaction will help us achieve this stated commitment to our shareholders. And Carlos Smith, President and CEO for U.S. subsidiary Bodega Latina, will now provide some additional details regarding the Fiesta Mart transaction. So, Carlos, please go ahead.
Thank you, Antonio, and hello, everyone. As you can imagine, we're all very excited about the announcement of the Fiesta Mart acquisition. At Bodega Latina, we share the commitment, as Antonio previously stated, to create profitable growth and generate value for Grupo and its shareholders. And the acquisition of the Fiesta Mart stores is perfectly aligned with these objectives. Turning now to the transaction itself, I'd like to share with you some details, as well as some of the reasons why it was attractive to us. As many of you know, Texas is a very important market for the Hispanic population in the United States. There are 10 million Hispanics living in Texas, second most important state next to California. So all in all, a very important market for us to consider. Fiesta is an iconic brand in this market, very well known, with a rich history of connection with the Hispanic and international communities where they operate stores. Fiesta is very well known for high-quality products, a wide assortment of Hispanic and international products, strong bakery, amazing seafood departments, as well as strong meat departments. In addition to these strengths, Fiesta's store base is very attractive, with hard-to-replicate real estate locations. So when you combine the strengths of Fiesta Mart with those of El Super, you create the largest Hispanic-focused supermarket chain in the United States. Some specifics on Fiesta Mart. 63 stores located in three cities, Houston, Austin, and Dallas-Fort Worth. Average square footage is 56,600 square feet with average selling space of 35,000 square feet. Approximately 7,500 employees with estimated 2018 revenue of $1.3 billion. Some specifics regarding the transaction. The purchase price was $265 million, which includes current Fiesta debt. Debt financing for the transaction to be completed at the Bodega Latina level. with purchase multiples of 0.2 times fiscal year 2018 estimated sales and 6.6 times fiscal year 2018 estimated EBITDA. We expect the transaction to close on or about April 30th of 2018, subject to customary regulatory conditions. So in general, that's a high-level overview, and now I suggest we can move on to any questions that may be out there.
Operator?
We will now start the Q&A session. If you have a question, please enter star 8 on your telephone. In case your question has been answered, you may cancel it by pressing star 8 again. The first question is from Mr. Benjamin Furrer from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity to follow up on the acquisition with the call. So just a couple of questions. So first of all, thanks for clarification that you're going to start the integration most likely somewhat May onwards. Just from an operational technology point of view, does this have any implications for you aside from the CapEx you've announced you're going to spend for 2018 that you're going to have to spend on the integration of the system? Not sure if it's going to be the same system which you currently have in your U.S. operations and you have potentially to invest a little bit there. If so, how much would that be? And second, thank you very much for the clarification of the sales and EBITDA data. Just to understand that properly, could you give a little bit of a view and an outlook in terms of how the store performance has been at the stores in Texas, same store sales, if you plan to further grow your footprint now in the U.S.? So what's basically your strategy to grow going forward? Because clearly we've been growing a lot on the western side, California, Arizona. So are you going to focus to open more stores under the Fiesta mark? Is there going to be an integration of the brand across it? So just a little bit more clarity about the strategy and the required CapEx here, that would be much appreciated. Thanks.
Okay, that's a lot of questions in one, but here we go.
I knew.
let me start with the brand. Our intention is to keep the Fiesta brand at these 63 locations. Fiesta, as I mentioned earlier, is an iconic brand in these markets. It's been around for a very, very long time, and there is a very strong connection in the communities to this brand. It's very well known in international neighborhoods, Hispanic neighborhoods, African-American neighborhoods, and there's a very strong connection. So there's value in the brand, and what we want to do is come in and strengthen that brand so that it can achieve the potential that we know it has. When it comes to IT spend, fortunately there's a lot of overlapping systems, such as POS and things like that, that we're very comfortable with. And there are other IT investments that we will be making over time where Fiesta is at a different stage in development that El Super is in. For instance, perpetual inventory, automated replenishment, and things like that. But all of that future spend in IT is really related to enhancing and making Fiesta more profitable from that regard.
Perfect. And in terms of growth going forward, do you plan to try to, well, once you've established it, but let's say 2019 onwards, to also further grow the store base in Texas? Is there still room to grow in those cities, or would you consider going into other cities? Just a little bit of a sense of saturation you're having in those markets and how the same store sales performance is. That was another question I had.
The growth scenarios are very interesting. As many of you know, some of California's biggest cities, such as Los Angeles, you're getting to LA's landlocked, so the ability to deploy capital in Los Angeles, particularly the inner cities of Los Angeles, getting harder and harder. There's still opportunities for us in Northern California, still opportunities for us in adjacent markets to LA, the Central Valley and such. So we still believe that there's opportunities in California, but the competitive set in Texas is a little different. It's less developed than it is in California, and we think that there's opportunities to grow there, as well as in adjacent markets, potentially, to Texas.
Okay. And same store sales?
They have been, they've been comping negative. There are some positive trends with regards to some of the remodels that they've done. So I think some of the stores need a refresh, and we're very bullish about our ability to turn the negative comp trend that they've had around in a relatively quick fashion.
Yeah, perfect. I'll leave it here, and so someone else can ask questions as well. Thank you very much for all the clarification.
No problem. I think we answered a lot of them.
Thank you very much for your question. Our next question is from Mr. Luis Willard from GBM. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my question. Good morning. Congratulations on the acquisition. Carlos, you spoke a lot about the status on which Fiesta Mart is doing right now in terms of comps and sales and all that, and I appreciate that. I have two questions on maybe a follow-up on that. The first is, do you have any estimate of synergies at the procurement level that you might have with Fiesta Mart's current supplier base, and how can you capitalize what you already have deployed on El Super in order to recover that negative trend in Fiesta Mart? That will be my first question.
Okay. So, Luis, as you can imagine, we have a significant commonality in our vendor base. So the combination of these two companies, we expect to generate, very interesting cost of goods sold synergies. But at the end, our intention is to combine the best practices from El Super to Fiesta and to help align margins as well as the cost structure. We expect to achieve long-term value creation through realization of both traditional corporate cost synergies, but a lot of operational enhancements at store level. These will include purchasing cost of goods, like you mentioned. Given the scale of the combined company, we think that there are labor efficiencies to be had, lower supply costs, insurance, and obviously traditional headcount and other general and administrative expenses.
Okay, Thanks, Carlos. That's very helpful. And maybe if I follow up, I can follow up in the CapEx front. You mentioned that some stores were already remodeled, and I mean, looking at news about Fiesta Mart, it seems that they had really halted and actually started to downsize the business. They used to have like more closer to 70 stores. Now they are in 63 per year. Last press release. So it appears that the business is, as you said, struggling. And do you think that's basically due to underinvestment in stores? If it is, do you have an estimate of, I don't know, maybe how many stores do you still need to remodel, to upgrade them and achieve better sales?
Luis, a little bit of history on Fiesta. I would not qualify it as a struggle, that they're struggling. I think Fiesta has underperformed to its potential, which is what we see as a very, very positive, it's a very attractive acquisition from that regard. It's important to note that the last two owners of Fiesta have not been retailers. Prior to the current owner is Akon Investments, it's a private equity group. Prior to that, it was owned by Grocer Supply, which is a wholesaler. So there is a tremendous amount of excitement surrounding the idea of a true retailer focused in these communities to come in and operate Fiesta with the, you know, support and heft of the scale that we will now bring to the operation. Fiesta bought some stores from Menards. I can't remember exactly what the date is, but it was probably early 2016, I think it was. I'll get back to you on the right date. But that that acquisition wasn't as successful as they had anticipated, and they are moving to close some of those stores. I will say that some of those stores were not in traditional Fiesta Mart demographic locations.
Okay, so I had, in terms of remodeling CapEx or additional CapEx that you might pour into this business.
So, going back to that, so as you can imagine, given the ownership structure of last two owners, there has been limited investment in some of the stores. And we have analyzed that and incorporated that into our projections and valuation because we think that some of the stores will need a refresh and we're prepared to do so. We've got amounts in mind, but we need to get really in there and validate some of our hypotheses. But we are projecting, CapEx spend to bring some of these stores up to the standards that we normally operate our stores at El Super.
Perfect. That's very clear. Thanks so much.
And Luis, obviously, you know, that's going to have a significant improvement in the top line for sure.
Yeah. I mean, first you have to make the investment and then the consequential sales. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you very much for your question. Our next question is from Ms. Melissa Bivion from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on the transaction. I just have three questions. First, the EBITDA margin for Fiesta Mart looks to be nearly a point below your margin in the U.S., and this is despite the lower wage pressures in the state of Texas. And Carlos, you alluded to some opportunities, but maybe if you could discuss some of the sources, more specifically, of the differences or the difference in margins and where you see the potential to narrow this gap. And then secondly, if you could give us a little bit more color on the competitive landscape in Texas. You mentioned it was is less developed, but who some of the main players are and the dynamics you've seen in terms of pricing and expansion in that market. And then this the third question is for Antonio or Umberto, if you could provide just some color in terms of the implications for your investment plans in Mexico, if any, as a result of this transaction. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll handle the first two. Thanks, Melissa. Yes, the EBITDA margin at Fiesta is below El Super, and that is our first task at hand. To at least in the short term bring it up to our current levels. We see some important operational enhancements that we need to make to their operating structure that are going to both at store level as well as corporate that will be very beneficial in getting that margin up. But another very important component that we see as an opportunity, Melissa, is that the sales mix between perishables and center store is less developed at Fiesta than it is here. So as we've stated before, in the U.S., more than half of our sales come from the perimeter departments. That is not the case at Fiesta, and that will be a very important point of emphasis for us right off the get-go because it's a margin contributor. So going now into question number two about the competitive landscape, two different sets. So Houston, as many of you know, has HEB, a very strong presence from HEB. They have two stores that are known as Mi Tienda. We don't hear any indications that they are planning on growing that particular concept, but, you know, the HEB presence is very, very strong, as well as Kroger's presence. They're doing a good job servicing all ethnicities, and we hope that our laser focus on servicing the Hispanic community as well as the international community will maintain some of Fiesta's strengths. In Dallas, there is a little bit more developed Hispanic-focused retailer base there with a 16-store operator known as El Rancho, where Albertsons just invested, as well as a few other 10 to 12 store chains. Fortunately, where we come from here in California, we're very, very used to being very aggressive in how we compete, and we think that we would provide a good skill set to help Fiesta address these competitive issues.
Great, thank you. And on the
Mexican side, as we said in the beginning, this acquisition does not change our plans, our growth plans for this year or the next coming years. We will need our guidance that we set at the beginning of the year in Mexico. And we are still open also for any consolidation opportunities since this acquisition does not change our programs for the next coming years. At the end of the year, we plan a consolidated basis to reach between 1 and 1.2 times net debt to EBITDA. So we think that we'll be able to meet the projections without any problems.
Great. That's good to know. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. Our next question is from Mr. Miguel Ulloa from Bancomer. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the call. I have a couple of questions regarding the first one. In terms of quantifying synergies, do you have an initial estimate for that? And the second question would be regarding margins for this year. And you mentioned that there's no change in terms of Mexico. I guess that in terms of the consolidated margin, we should expect a contraction. How much you have initially changed your estimates in that regard?
I'll answer the first question. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, we have a general idea of where some of these synergies are going to be coming from. I think it's a little bit premature to throw out particular numbers associated to it. But as I said, combining the strengths of El Super de Fiesta will help align our margins and our cost structure. And, you know, some of the synergies we expect to be very traditional in nature, cost of goods, operational efficiencies at store level, as well as on the corporate side.
And about our margins, basically our EBITDA margins in Mexico do not change, but due to this new consolidation, they will be in effect. We have projected EBITDA margin consolidated basis between 6.5 and 6.4%, and we think we will end between 5.8 and 5.9% consolidated EBITDA margin with this new acquisition. And I repeat, this will not affect our EBITDA margin in Mexico, and the change comes due to a different participation of the U.S. operation in the consolidated EBITDA margin.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your question. Our next question is from Mr. Rodrigo Alcantara from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So what's going to be the impact on your same-store sales guidance for the U.S.? And the second one, apologies if you have already said that, but how are you funding the transaction and how much debt are you assuming from El Fiesta? Thanks.
Yes, so our intention is that our objective is to quickly get stability on the top line on the Fiesta same store sales. So we are projecting, I think, within the next 12 months or so to start seeing a little bit of growth at the Fiesta locations. We are funding the transaction with debt, and you know, 100% with debt.
Okay, but on the amount of the transaction, what's the breakdown? How much debt are you assuming from El Fiesta?
I believe it's close to about I don't know if that's a public number. You know, I think I'm going to have to get back to you on that number, Rodrigo. Let me, I'd like to check with Arturo and the folks on that particular metric, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I apologize.
No problem, thanks.
Thank you very much for your question. Our next question is from Mr. Ravi Jain from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. A couple of quick follow-ups here. So I think the implied margin for this year, the EBITDA margin is closer to 3%, but just for us to get an idea of the extent of, could you give us some color on what the EBITDA margin was in 2017 and what the top line was in 2017, just to get an idea of the extent of improvement that you've already seen in the first year? And the second question is, what is the expected cost of funding when you're trying to raise debt to finance this acquisition? What do you expect as your cost of funding? Thank you.
The current numbers for 2018 are slightly better than where they were in 2017, although, as I said, as we said earlier, this number is really, you know, there's not going to be a lot of El Super hands on these results as we take on the operation in May. So I think the real improvements we're going to start seeing towards the end of the year and the beginning of 2019. And from a cost of funding standpoint, Antonio, I don't know if your team wants to address that one.
Yes, the cost of funding of this transaction, we just closed it. It would be around 3%. We have not closed it yet, but would be around that, between 3% and 3.2% only.
Thank you. That's excellent. If a quick follow-up on that. So you said the margin is slightly better and maybe it's closer to 3 for the year. What do you see as your target? Where do you see this operation? What can you kind of move this to? I mean, your target for maybe 3 years from now? Or
you know, we see tremendous potential in this asset. As we talked in the Chedraui calls, you know, what we're living with in California from a regulatory standpoint, from a minimum wage standpoint, from, you know, the business landscape standpoint in terms of risk and workers' comp, as well as the high cost of real estate in California makes, and when you compare that to the environment in Texas, where it's certainly a lot more business friendly, labor rates are lower, our occupancy costs associated with the Fiesta stores is very attractive. You know, I'll just leave it at the fact that we think that there's tremendous potential to really do something very interesting with this asset.
Fair enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your question. That was the last question. I will now hand over to Mr. Antonio Chedraui Elguia for final comments.
Well, again, I would like to thank everyone for your participation today. It's also important to reconfirm that our expansion plan and the projections that we have put in place in Mexico do not change. We will still be opening, besides this acquisition, 42 stores in Mexico and 2 in the U.S. The projections of being able to increase EBITDA margin in Mexico by 10 to 20 basis points are still on. So this opportunity will only create extra value sales and dollars to our group. And we will just concentrate and keep creating value for our group and our shareholders, of course. And I look forward to your participation, and I'm next forward to review the first round results of these 2018. Thank you, everyone, for joining again, and I hope to be participating. Thank you.